As we wrap up our term, here is the second wave of highlighting some of the top stories we published this term. Humber's Grab and Go Food Bank helps food insecure students. A September 26 campus news story by Humber etc. reporter Reet Arora covered the Grab and Go Food Bank, organized by Liberal Studies professor and program coordinator Candace Iron of the Faculty of Liberal Arts and Sciences. Editorial. Financial literacy must be taught earlier than high school. A September 27 editorial by Humber etc. staff examined why students need financial literacy education earlier in their schooling to better understand money management and prepare for their future. Humber community unites in IGNITE's Walk for Reconciliation. This campus news story also on September 27 by Humber etc. reporter Ethan Alcagino covered how the Humber community recognized the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation through IGNITE's Walk for Reconciliation. Humber Esports level up this upcoming semester. An October 2 sports story by Humber etc. reporter Julia Marie Alano explored how Humber Esports continued to grow, noting Humber Polytechnic as one of few Ontario schools supporting competitive gaming teams. Kensington Market hosts its 9th annual jazz festival. An October 2 arts and culture story by Humber etc. reporter Julia C. Sequeira covered the Kensington Market Jazz Festival, featuring Juno Award-winning saxophonist Richard Underhill.